This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with T. Xiao Ik and Kelly Anisa in the studio. Here's what we have for you today.
Did you know that patients who have undergone nuclear therapy for cancer can potentially cause radiation contamination even after they have died?
I did not know that.
So we'll get more into that later.
And to follow that up, we will be talking about comedian Trevor Noah, who has apologized after his jokes about the tension between India and Pakistan received massive criticism.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, do you think any of these topics should be off limits for comedians? If so, which one? Race and religion, politics, gender, or nothing is off limits. And to join the conversation today, tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
And before we get to our first story, here are the Beatles with Tell Me Why.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Tell Me Why by The Beatles, and today we are definitely asking a lot of questions, starting with our first story. Shall we? What do you have for us?
Well, first of all, what I have is also a sore throat, so I would like to apologize for my voice. But, you know, I was reading this story on CNN, which reported about how radiation contamination was detected in a crematory in Arizona in the United States after a cancer patient who had been treated with nuclear medicine was cremated there. So this was from a case study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, where a 69-year-old deceased man with a pancreatic tumor had been cremated at this particular crematory, and this happened back in 2017. Now, 5 days prior to his death, he had, 5 days prior to the cremation, he had received nuclear medicine therapy for his cancer. Sadly, he did not survive. So 1 month later, after he was cremated, a safety officer from the hospital's radiation department surveyed the crematorial equipment with a Geiger counter. And what he picked up was radioactivity on the oven, vacuum filter, and bone crusher of the machine.
Wow.
Furthermore, a radioactive compound unrelated to this deceased person was also detected in the urine of an employee in the crematorium.
And you know, so what does this mean, and is it a cause for alarm? So we turn to Professor Ng Kwan Hong, a medical physicist and professor with the Department of Biomedical Imaging, University of Malaya, for an explanation. So Prof Ng, the case study was on a patient with a pancreatic tumor who had been treated with nuclear medicine using a radiopharmaceutical. Can you briefly explain what is a radiopharmaceutical and how is it used in cancer treatment?
Okay, now this procedure is under nuclear medicine, where we use something, a radioisotope, and then we label with a pharmaceutical product. So this radiopharmaceutical will have a part which consists of like technetium or iodine, which is radioactive. We give out gamma ray or beta ray, and then the rest is a pharmaceutical that can go to the cancer site. So in this case, is the JAMA report is a pancreatic cancer, and in nuclear medicine, it's either diagnostic or therapy. So in this particular case reported is for therapy, and likely they'll use this something called lutetium, which is a new type of radiopharmaceutical, where once injected, it will go straight to the specific site, in this case, pancreas, and it will emit beta ray, which is radiation, to destroy the tumor in the pancreas.
And how long does the radioisotope actually stay in the body?
Okay, now all this radioisotope, there's a half-life, in this case, about 6 days or so. That means the strength of it will decrease by half after a few 6 days, another 6 days and a half to a quarter. So that is a reasonable short time, 6 days for this particular radioisotope they use.
And in this case, the patient died 5 days after receiving the treatment, and then he was cremated. So how would radiation contamination occur in a situation like this?
Before that, normally those hospitals, they run this nuclear medicine service, will have a qualified radiation protection officer to make sure that the radioisotope is decayed to an acceptable level before it is sent for cremation. But the practice is, the best is still go for burial rather than cremation, particularly those with higher strength. So in this particular case, right, I mean, likely that cremation is within that, before it's decayed to a reasonable so-called safe level. So likely those remainder of the radioisotope, the lutetium, in this case will be sort of contaminated the inner chamber of the crematorium chamber, and some of this could be vaporized, stuck onto the wall, and so on. So the workers there would likely, if they are near there or stay there longer, would inhale, or if they clean it or touch it, would have sort of get contaminated with the remainder of the radioisotope.
So then, would the workers be in serious long-term danger from this exposure?
No. This particular radioisotope and others used in therapy, normally they have a couple of days of half-life, and also they emit beta ray, which doesn't travel far, and there is really no long-term danger to the health. So the way to do is to clean themselves up, just flush with water, and just remove all those suspected contaminated clothing and other things that they put on, gloves or shoes and so on.
And whatever residual contamination that's left, for instance, in this case, in the crematory, how long would it stay there for?
The rule of thumb, now for those radiation protection regarding this kind of rare or odd cases, is that the international regulation, like from the IAEA, will be the 10 half-life. In this case, the half-life is about 6 days, so about 60 days, 2 months, and then it will back to the acceptable, normal background radiation.
And what kind of safety protocols should be in place to prevent this from happening?
Now, this sort of cases is very rare. The hospital will have, if we do this sort of procedure for the nuclear medicine for treatment of cancer, these are all liquid injected into the body. They will have radiation protection experts to make sure, let's say, in this case, the corpse and they are sent for crematorium, that the radiation level will be of acceptable level. So it would mean they have to be weighed in the mortuary at a certain time, which is safe. And it is not a practice for crematorium or any to have knowledge of radiation at all. Because this sort of case is rare, far in between. The hospital is responsible for that. If they release such a corpse, right, for crematorium, they must certify that it is safe, maintain radiation-wise. So that should be the standard operating procedure.
That was Professor Ng Kwan Hong, a medical physicist from University of Malaya.
So just a quick 101 on radiopharmaceuticals. This is a liquid drug made up of radioactive substance, and it's used to treat cancer systematically. Systemically. As Prof. Ng mentioned, these drugs may be injected into the vein or taken by mouth, and they travel in the blood to the site of the tumour. And some of these radioisotopes are bound to a monoclonal antibody that make them attached to the cancer cells, and they then give off their radiation and kill the cancer cells.
So the question then is, are you radioactive after the treatment?
Now here's where I get to sound very smart, because some research was done. The answer is, I think, sort of, because some radiation will be in your body for a few days until your body has had a chance to get rid of it. And when you're in the hospital, you'll be treated in a shielded room and will have to stay in hospital for about 1 or 2 days.
Right.
And your saliva, your sweat, blood and urine can also be radioactive for a while. Mm. So the American Cancer Society recommends precautions like using separate utensils and towels, washing laundry separately and minimizing physical contact, especially with babies, children, pregnant women and pets.
Mm. So, I mean, radiation sounds frightening, but there is no need to be unduly alarmed when you read articles like these, although the media does love sensationalizing it. Yeah. You know, the whole like, oh, radiation found in crematorium, the idea that there's this corpse that's just giving out, you know, but it's nothing like that. As Prof. Ng did say, you know, these cases are few and far between. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we are exposed to ionizing radiation all the time from everything around us. You know, our environment, the minerals in our rock and soil contain radiation. When we take a flight, we are exposed to background radiation. And of course, when we go for medical imaging tests like x-rays and CT scans, are very normal.
Yeah. And considering that nuclear medicine is increasingly used in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer and many other conditions, I feel that the onus is on the medical discipline to enforce strict safety protocols that protect people from the harm of radiation exposure. And it's important, I think, to ensure that the medical tests involving radiation, for instance, are used sparingly for the greatest amount of benefit.
Right.
And I suppose in the case of handling bodies that have been exposed to radiation treatment, again, it's the hospitals that bear the burden of the responsibility of proper post-mortem management, as Prof. Ng explained earlier. Well, I mean, that's...
That's a lot
to discuss about radiation. I think we're at the end of our research.
Yes.
But, you know, do keep talking to us about it. If you know more, if you'd like to share your own experiences. In the meanwhile, we do have a Twitter poll going on, Kelly.
Okay, so we asked you, do you think any of these topics should be off limits to for comedians? So if so, which one? 56% of you have said nothing is off limits. 39% said race and religion, while 2% said politics, and the other 2% said gender.
You can join the conversation at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 7733-2900. We do need to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll be talking about, and that's why we're talking about comedy, we'll be talking about whether Trevor Noah's jokes on the India-Pakistan tension went too far. But before that, here's Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.